Good morning, family. When I walked out of the treehouse, the day greeted me with such immense joy. Such a beautiful day for practice, as is every day, but it seems exceptional to be shining so brightly on us at this day of our last day of our full practice day. And although I know that, as I said last night, that I'm sure our minds are turning us towards departure, I want to really invite you to use the fullness of this beautiful day to stay in the continuity of your practice. It's a day that we get to titrate, to get a little sense of what it is to take the practice home, where we'll be practicing our stillness in intervals in between moving around through the world. And we're going to get a little taste of that today as we use this day to practice and prepare. So just a few announcements. So as you all know, yesterday was our last day of practice meetings. So no need to check the board anymore for that. But do check the board for changes to today's schedule. Things are going to begin to start shifting around a bit. The Dharma talk will be in the afternoon at 4 instead of the Brahmavihara practice. And which was the last day for Brahmaviharas, was yesterday. And the 7:30 slot will now be for announcements from the managers and also some Q&A about logistics for preparing for tomorrow's closing. And I think those are all of my announcements. I'm filled with joy this morning at the depth of your practice, witnessing how deeply you have dropped in. It's so beautiful. I have the best seat in the house, Bruni and I. So lovely. So I'm not going to do a lot of talking. I'm going to give us as much time for this morning practice. Yesterday I kind of took you on a guided tour to the outskirts of the land of grief and its sovereign territory of sorrow. And today, I want to offer a practice that may bring some balance to that and offer us a knowing, perhaps even an embodied knowing, of what the middle path is for balance, so that we don't tip too far on one side, sorrow and grief that brings us into states that are very difficult and unpleasant. And also, we don't tip too far into exuberance, which can also be unwholesome because it can easily take us out of our presence. So right now I'm going to invite you to really take this moment. Feel into the foundation of your posture. Allow the fingers of gravity to draw you down towards the earth. Settle into that connection. Draw in the nurturance and sustenance of this magnificent organism we call Earth. Feel your connection there. We are walking along the Eightfold Path. To find balance and equanimity. This is why it's called the middle path. So I will be dropping in a few invitations along the way in this morning practice. I invite you to take your time. To not rush. To prepare your body, your mind, your heart. Prepare the ground, the soil, that allows you the greatest access to your practice. And that preparation is to remember not to judge, not to compare or fix. It is to resource the body to the greatest ease. Returning it to its natural state of ease. Ease is the natural state of the body. Allow a few of the thoughts that arise to cycle through the mind without pushing them away. To give you a sense of the quality of mind that you are bringing to your practice now. To bring your awareness to what you have brought into the room with you. In that way, we start with awareness. And when you've become fully comfortable, and fully aware of what is arising through the mind, only then bring your focus to your object. And remember in these beginning moments of our practice, the mind is very active. We can expect that. As you settle down in heart and body, you draw the mind into that ease. Remember to recognize the return of mindfulness. And perhaps allow that return to bring a smile to your face. A sense of joy that you've returned to presence. During our practice here, we have engaged in uncovering many hidden things, remembering parts of ourselves that we have forgotten, we've embraced and felt into all that has arisen and brought an awareness to the places that we push away in aversion and hold on to in clinging. These awarenesses have brought us tremendous freedom to choose, to discern what is wholesome and what is unwholesome. So in our practice this morning, I would like to offer instructions. That generate joy in the heart. That remind us to look to the beautiful qualities of our life, of the world, of each other, of our community. Allow the breath to settle you down, to filter a sense of spaciousness throughout the body. And the invitation now is to recall a time of great beauty, perhaps a time of laughter, a time of joy. Let only the beauty of whatever experience you choose to come in. Investigate that memory. Allow it to be your object of focus this morning. And when you've locked in on those moments of joy, laughter, happiness, Drop it into the body and find where you hold those sensations. And allow that to be your object. Not really seeking anything or trying to churn anything up. Simply being with. And let it grow. Let it saturate your entire being. Without striving or making anything happen. Simply cultivate the condition for its growth. Stay with it. As you maintain your focus, that sense of joy becomes more powerful. It becomes a shield to the hindrances. Settle into it, bask in it, marinate in it. Allow the body to smile. And breathe this joy into every aspect, every cell of your body. Joy is the gateway to tranquility, to a unified and collected mind. Do not have that as a goal. Simply cultivate the conditions for its arising. And settle into this morning practice. Allow the sensation of joy to be your anchor. Notice the body's response to this cultivation. Release any story and settle into pure sensation. Keep going. Into a deeper awareness of what joy feels like in the body. Where does it begin? How does it grow and spread? Should you lose track of your object, you can always begin again. Notice your capacity to stay with this beautiful quality, this wholesome mind state. As we begin to come towards the close of our morning practice, I'd like to offer some reflections. The cultivation of joy is a balancing medicine. It balances the onslaught of unpleasant and unwholesome thoughts, arisings, body sensations. Never to be used as a spiritual bypass, but simply as a balance. Joy can arise naturally and spontaneously in our insight practice. When we recognize the absence of hindrances, this is a moment of pure joy. An unworldly joy that is found in sensation in the body. What we've practiced today is the intentional cultivation of joy. By bringing to mind a joyful and pleasant experience, it also arises spontaneously and naturally in our practice. When we recognize pleasant Vedana, at that time we drop down into the body. Joy is a body sensation, very powerful. It is the door to tranquility that we must pass through. To quiet and settle the mind. When you recognize its presence, settle into the pure sensation and allow it to grow by offering kind attention in the same way you offer that attention to the return of mindfulness. The cultivation of joy offers balance. to the experiences of a world on fire. In just a moment, I will sound the bell. The invitation is to maintain your practice allowing it to guide your movements with mindfulness. Dispelling any haste to lean into the next moment. Slow everything down. To take in every second of experience. And when you're so inclined, without any haste, there's time for movement practice. I want to offer a word of thanks and gratitude to the angel that continues to fill our water bottles up here.